Crew.
The doctor was the mum. Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
All right, Adel, Aaron, welcome to the Patreon episode. I got a special treat for you guys today. We are going to be doing top 250 vacation spots. You guys just go. Just list your top 250 vacation spots. Yeah. I am going to be playing my Steam Deck, which Aaron said I was allowed to do on episodes now. Take it away.
250.
But not too loud.
No.
Because I'm really trying to focus on this.
Sure.
Sort of feels like you're throwing something at us to distract us and have us occupy our time while you... He's already playing.
Number 250 has to be Galapagos Islands.
Fuck! Oh, wait. No, it's fine. It's fine. Thought I got stuck in the pause menu. You just unpause it.
Oh, I see.
Abu Dhabi.
Yep. 249. I'm going to say 249 with a bullet would be...
Shit.
I didn't mean to say this. I think we got to... Bangkok. We got to take JPC off of all games for a couple weeks. He's not emotionally regulated anymore.
Fuck.
Aaron, he then starts to gamify all aspects of his life. Yeah. Remember, he used to gamify interacting with us?
Yeah, that was a mess. And I think we should take his iPad away, too. Although he might bite us.
I bite if you try to take my iPad away.
Oh, God, our JPC is such a mess. This is because you don't pay enough attention to him, Adel.
Well, I just...
Yeah. I act out because I don't get enough attention at home.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot I live with JPC now. Thank you for letting me stay with you. And sorry that the first night you let me stay with you, I said no screens. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was pretty rude.
I thought you said no screams, and you were wrong on both accounts.
What is this episode? I can't get to the bottom of it. He hasn't even given us a little hint. Before we started recording, I asked and he was all mysterious about it.
I'm putting the Steam Deck down. I'm not going to be playing with the Steam Deck at all this episode. Instead, I have some questions for you guys. This is going to be a Would You Rather episode. I'm going to be asking you some Would You Rather scenarios. And people a little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes they're like, oh, JPC, it's been a while since you've done this. The way that I do Would You Rathers is when I think of them, I go to my document and I write them down. And then when I look at my document and I say, this is enough to get us through an episode, that's what you do one of these episodes. And a lot of times I don't think of them, but
You can't rush a genius.
You can't.
That doesn't apply here. What am I trying to say?
You'll notice from some of these that you can't rush a genius. And I am a genius. And these are all genius level thought experiments that I'm going to have you guys engage in here today.
The first one you put in the chat says Steam Deck Willy. Is that good or not?
Not even a would-rather question.
Would you rather play this episode or would you rather I do whatever I think Steam Deck Willy is for an entire episode?
The second one.
Aaron, what are we eating? Aaron is taking a big bite of lip gloss. Okay.
I'm putting on chapstick.
Definitely important for the podcast for Aaron to have, and this is her quote, kissable lips. I don't know why.
My lips hurt if I don't... continually moisturize them.
I would say 85% of Aaron's diet is Burt's Bees.
That's so true. But also, what's a girl got to do to be invisible around here? I'm tired of being called out. Earlier, I was fucking with my hair, and all of a sudden, everyone notices me. I've been invisible for 5 years, and all of a sudden, people can see me. What gives?
I can't see a woman like you, Aaron, and not notice, okay?
It is noteworthy.
It is noteworthy.
Don't rush a genius.
And Adel, anything new going on? No. Perfect camouflage. He shows up, he wears the hat and the t-shirt, and it's perfect camouflage.
Whee!
You can't even read what's on Adel's t-shirt because it's below the frame. Now, that's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And no one commented on my new fun jacket today, so I kind of feel like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like, I like your new fun jacket.
I'm
in a dark room, and I'm wearing a fun jacket, and nobody said anything about it.
You look like you're at a rave.
I do look like I'm in a rave.
Like the Blade Rave. Is this Adidas?
Yeah, this is an Adidas matching tracksuit.
Adidas.
I'm getting, I'm getting into my tracksuit phase at this point in my life.
God, DMC era.
I totally had an inner clock. I've been making fun of JPC lately for being old, and I hit the nail on the head.
I will say, like, spring/summer is not necessarily tracksuit weather, but it's cold in my basement pretty much all year round, and I've been loving this tracksuit. I've probably worn like 3 days. It's probably probably time for me to retire this thing. But
retire it, not even wash it, just retire it.
No, it's got. I'm gonna hang it up and immortalize it.
Yeah, frame it.
But if anyone, hey, by the way, if there's any listeners who are like, hey, I know where, if you want to buy a tracksuit, I know where you should be looking. Go ahead and hit JPC up. You can almost never contact me, but if you've got the inside skinny on a tracksuit.
Wait,
let this guy know. I
don't know
it.
Where to buy tracksuits? Nike.com, Fila.com, Adidas.com, Reebok.com, Champion.com.
Here's the thing. I want to buy for comfort, and I feel like a lot of tracksuits that they are selling now are like style forward, and I'm really more of like a, I'm not wearing this out type of guy. This is a home costume for me. That's what I'm looking for. So
your home uniform.
I could go to Nike.com, Fila.com, Adidas.com, but it's I really want
EastBay.com.
Yeah. If anyone's got the inside scoop on where I can get myself a very comfortable tracksuit, that's what
JPC.
I'm okay,
here's what I'll say. My inside tip is go to maybe 25 minutes away. There's a Nike factory outlet.
I was thinking about it.
Go
I
there.
I think I need to feel the material.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought 2 pair of Nike. I don't know if they're I don't know what kind of pants they are. Most comfortable pants I've ever owned.
Do they have like a tapered bottom?
Yes.
That's a track pant. That's track pants. Yeah.
They're like joggers or whatever you call them.
Joggers. Yeah.
It's I can't recommend them enough.
Okay. Maybe I'll hit that Nike outlet out. Here's your first would you rather. Would you rather all your food has to be scrambled or none of your food can touch and you have to eat everything separately one at a time?
I really enjoy my food's not mixing. So I would prefer the sort of, I almost said segregated, isolated food.
I think it probably is segregated. That word just has like a bad.
It's loaded. Yeah.
It's a loaded context.
It was the appropriate term, but I knew the minute I said it, someone would pounce on me. So, but I said it.
Just for the soundbite of Adel saying, I prefer segregation. And Adel, you were saying that you thought all of your food should be busted. Is that correct?
Oh god.
No.
Enough, mercy.
Why is this happening?
GPC, I don't really have a strong opinion about this either way, but I would say I'd pick the second one because every once in a while I think I'd be kind of grossed out if everything was scrambled.
There is a thing. Yeah, I think I don't want to do that thing where I have to eat everything separately. I feel like I love taking a bite, taking a different bite, you know, mixing and matching my bites. So that part would be annoying. But I think that there are a couple of certain meals that everything scrambled together would be nasty.
Totally.
Now, I'm not saying like you have to scramble your dessert in with your like entree,
oysters,
right? Yeah. I'm not saying that, but I am saying like.
From Madame, the chocolate cake with oysters and a pesto sauce.
Don't.
Pesto sauce sets it off because the cake with oysters is great. But
no.
Okay, so if you guys are both going. Your food can't touch, but you have to eat everything one at a time.
Yes. Do we get a point if we answer the same thing?
Yeah, you both get. Both get a point. You both get a point for answering. If you refuse to answer, you don't get a point.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The only way to win is to play.
Hmm.
It's like life.
Is it? Judges? No, it's not.
They said no? These judges. I talk to them?
Yeah,
they've been on my back
them?
For 300 episodes.
Yeah, but Aaron, these judges loved what Adel was saying about segregation, so that kind of goes to show
okay, well then I'll take it as a compliment when they don't like me.
Okay, would you rather all milk tastes like Dr. Pepper or all tomatoes taste like crackers?
Milk,
even ketchup?
Well, so the ketchup, the tomato part of the ketchup is going to taste like crackers.
Yeah.
But like whatever else they put in the ketchup is going to taste kind of the same. But they're just, you're basically, your base is now going to be crackers.
I eat way more tomatoes than I drink milk. So I'm going to, and obviously milk is in a lot of stuff, but.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like I feel like I could handle some cheese that tasted like Dr. Pepper. But I think tomatoes tasting like crackers would be such a shame.
Now, I will say, Adel, it's not some cheese that tastes like Dr. Pepper. It's all cheese.
Well,
not all cheese is made from milk.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Well, I guess. Wait, hold on. Not all cheese is made from cow's milk.
Yeah. Not all cheese.
Oh, is this all milk or just cow's milk?
All milk tastes like Dr. Pepper, or all tomatoes taste like crackers.
Oh, this is a mess.
All cheddar.
This is a mess.
All cheddar?
This is a mess.
Yeah, you can't subvert this by having some goat's milk or goat's tomatoes.
Because in my head, I went, Dr. Pepper, obviously, I'm only really ruining cereal, but I'm ruining cheese.
But if I saw, Aaron, if we were in Wisconsin at the Mars Cheese Castle. Which we wouldn't be, ever. If there's a thing that says Dr. Pepper cheddar, my brain is like, fuck yes, I got to try this. This is going to be funky and weird and sweet and whatever. If I eat a salsa, if we're at like, if they open a Chi-Chi's back up, they bring it out of retirement, we're eating chips and salsa. Can you imagine dipping a tortilla with a healthy dose of salsa, biting into it, and it tastes like crackers?
It would just taste like more tortilla.
I don't want to live.
It would just feel like you just didn't put anything on your tortilla chip.
If tomatoes tasted like crackers, you wouldn't be dipping a tortilla into it anymore. You'd be dipping, like, you'd have the salsa.
A tomato into it.
A piece of cheese.
Yeah, because in that scenario, cheese still gets to taste like cheese.
This one is crazy, JPC. This might be your craziest one yet.
I'm going to say this final is answer, craziest milk. One milk. Yet. I want milk to taste like Dr. Pepper.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I want tomatoes to taste like crackers.
Wow.
It took her a while to get there. I will say, I went to Whataburger once in Texas, and they had a Dr. Pepper milkshake.
Milkshake, very good.
I had it and I loved it.
Yeah, it's
very
good.
But would I want every milkshake to taste like Dr. Pepper? And in fact, everything that has, like every cake that I eat would taste a little bit like Dr. Pepper if there was some milk in there. I don't think I would hate, I don't think I would hate that.
They say the secret is Dr. Pepper is like half, like cola, half root beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone unveiled the secret. But I don't know if it's true. I just saw it on TikTok.
That's just like this is a TikTok you saw. Uh-huh.
Yes, oh, okay. Perfect.
The thing about it is the consistency stays the same. So I just don't know. I don't think I ever want to eat, like bite into, let's call it salsa, or just some like diced tomatoes and have it have the consistency of tomato but the taste of crackers. Because I don't even, like crackers is such a specific consistency that I don't even know what really the taste is. I don't want to do that. That sounds awful to me.
All pizza ruined?
All pizza ruined?
I hadn't thought of pizza.
I mean, of course, the cheese is going to taste like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
but
I know. But then all pizza's ruined no matter what, though, Adel.
But I feel like you can balance out sweetness more than
no,
you can.
I can get a white pizza.
Yes. JPC?
No.
Adel, you should be okay with that, right?
Yeah, Adel loves that. Adel, why are you so upset?
Adel said JPC and then he did a big thumbs up to the camera when Aaron's
to the camera.
We got to start releasing the videos so that we say can't be held against us like this.
JPC, that would you rather stressed me out?
Yeah.
Sinister. Fucking sinister.
I think I'd do the milk taste like Dr. Pepper. The tomatoes like crackers thing would bother me a little too much. Okay, this is a hard one. I don't like this one either. Would you rather you have to text an ex for permission before you can brush your teeth or have a 10-minute phone conversation with a cousin before you can watch TV?
Oh, cousin. Easy. Cousin. Sounds nice. And I have cousins that I'm not bothering the same person all the time.
You're going to rotate. How many cousins do you think you have, Aaron?
I have 10.
Okay. But are you especially close? Like, would a cousin be bothered if they got a 10-minute phone call from you, like, right now?
A few of them probably would be. I would say that I would have 3 cousins that I could call right now, maybe 4, that they wouldn't go, oh, my gosh, there's an emergency.
Yeah.
Someone's dead.
Yeah.
I would say that they, like, I have, like, maybe 3 or 4 cousins that I could call, and they go, oh, I hope she's okay, but hi, because I would normally text before a phone call.
Yes, yes. So here's the deal. You have to have a 10-minute phone conversation with a cousin before you can watch TV. So if you call your cousin and you chat for 5 minutes and then they say, okay, I got to go. And they hang up on you.
I can't watch TV.
No, You either have to call another cousin, or you have to like beg that cousin to stay on the phone with you for 10 minutes.
I don't know if I'd have to beg. I just need to ask really good questions.
Yes.
And do they know why I'm calling? Can I say, hey, I have to what?
You can say it. It doesn't necessarily make... But Aaron, it won't necessarily make sense to them. Like, they won't understand. If someone called me and say, hey, I have to be on the phone with you for 10 minutes or I can't watch TV, I understand what they're saying to me, but I'm like,
Yeah, but me not making sense makes sense to them.
Makes sense to them.
If I made sense to them, they'd be like, are you sick?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ill?
You're making perfect sense. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you said cousin too, right?
I do cousin, yeah. Because that's just going to be awkward to be like, and also I'm up at all hours of the day. So to text an ex at like 3 a.m. being like, is it cool if I brush my teeth? Like they're going to be asleep and wake up and be like, is this like a booty call? What is this?
He didn't brush his teeth last night, I guess, because I didn't give him permission.
Well,
yeah, and then they know your whole thing.
This is the thing, because it's like, you don't just have one ex, you don't just have one cousin. So it's like, if you really need to brush your teeth, like you have like a job interview or like you have to go meet people.
Yeah.
You're going to have to text like a bunch of exes and ask for permission like across, like if it's really important, you're going to have to throw the net pretty wide.
Yeah.
Just like with a TV show, like if you talk to your cousin for 6 minutes and then like, hey, I got to go. You're like, fuck, like I want to watch TV. Do I call another cousin and like try to do the same thing?
This is where I'm jealous of the Habsburgs in Germany, because because this is interchangeable. The punishments are interchangeable.
Got them.
That's why they have those chins.
Yeah. They're texting their cousins, a.k.a. their ex-wives, all the time, at all hours mm-hmm. of the night. Okay, so you're both going 10-minute phone conversation with a cousin.
Yes, please.
I'm going to take the ex one.
And also, it would encourage me to watch less TV. Which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yes. You would end up watching way less TV.
I'd be more productive in life.
If there was a 10-minute phone call barrier to every time I wanted to watch TV, I would come up with some pretty compelling reasons to be like, I'll get into books. Like, I'll be a books guy from now on. Like,
TV's over, I guess.
Baby Reindeer doesn't sound that interesting.
I'm still paying for Netflix. I'm still paying all these subscriptions, but I'm no longer using them.
Now, Casey asks in the chat, if your ex blocks you after the first text, does it still count?
You have to get dentures.
I think you have to find a new ex to text.
Yeah, I think so. In this situation, you have to text an ex permission before you can brush your teeth, and they have to give you that permission as well. So
ex going to give it to you.
Yeah, ex going to give it to you. So you have to stay on like pretty great like terms with all your exes, or if you just absolutely need like a toothbrushing ex, you're going to have to probably date someone for a little while until it's like a real relationship, even if you're not really interested in it, just so that you can like try to do it in a nice way to maintain a good relationship so that you can call them or text them for the rest of your life.
I have a plan.
Okay.
I go on a date with a guy and I go, hey, I'm actually not interested in anything long term, but we could set up sort of a business deal between the two of us.
Mm.
What needs to happen is we need to go on like 8 dates. It's actually such a good idea for a rom-com. No one steal this. We have to go on like 8 dates and then we have to break up at the end of that. So you're like officially my ex. And I will give you $1,000 a year if I can text you every morning and night and say, can I? And you can even have like an automated response that comes back to me that says yes.
This fall, Aaron Keefe is Fool's Brush In.
Fool's Brush In.
Or something along those lines.
But I'll have to say, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
Yeah. You know what I would do, Aaron? I would date one of my guy friends. I would like I would date everybody in my Law Dog group chat. Because they text all the time anyway. And then I would officially date them all for like a couple of weeks.
Not going to fall in love with any of them?
I'm 100% sure.
Think of that roster.
I don't even know that I like any of them as friends. So I'm totally cool with not falling in love with them. And then I just send a text.
Hey, they're nice.
They're nice. I like those guys. I send a text to the boys and say, boys, can I brush my teeth? And I get three or four
and they
like,
go,
hell
you
yeah.
You broke my heart. I don't want to hear from you ever again.
They probably would do that shit because they love doing bits. And so I'd be like, guys, I love the bits, but I seriously Please. Need
to. Oh, yeah, they would fuck with
shopping.
You. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, you're right. I should pay a stranger $1,000 a year Please. To brush my teeth.
I just woke up and spaghetti shit in my mouth. Please, Stephanie, please hurry.
She does that all the time. Why does she keep doing that?
I trained her to do it.
I fucking knew it. All right, Casey says, if one says no, does it invalidate someone else's permission? No, that's what I'm saying. You can just text. If you want to throw all your exes on a group text, that's called the Toothbrush Squad.
Okay, we need to make those t-shirts, please.
Yeah.
Toothbrush
X. Casey's
really hung up on this question.
Casey loves this question. Casey, by the way, do we have an answer for you? Since you seem to love this question, if we can get your answer on whether you're going to do the teeth brushing or the cousin phone call. Here's the thing. Casey, I feel like, loves his cousins.
Here's what it is. The toothbrush one seems so utterly fucking insane. I'm just trying to wrap my head around why you would not only come up with it, but also pick it like it was the easy win. You came up with this matchup, and you're like, this is an easy win.
Casey, you're trying to go the approach of getting inside my head, and Casey, that is a dead end, my friend.
Yeah, Casey, that's dangerous. We're going to have to pull you out or take you to the hospital if you try to think like JPC.
Fair, yeah.
Okay, so here's your next one. This is an easy one. This is an easy one. Would you rather be able to 100% confirm the existence of ghosts or aliens?
Ghosts.
Adel, didn't even think about that. You want ghosts over aliens, huh?
Ghosts over aliens every time, because that means people we know, family members, friends, etc., former pets, that means they exist and we can... have some amount of closure. We can make peace with that. We can try and converse with them. We can try whatever that is.
Yeah.
I feel like that's much more valuable emotional information than aliens. I feel like is scarier because aliens, you assume they're only here for one reason, and that's to dominate our species.
Wow. I kind of feel, I got to get Aaron. I have to stay impartial. I have to get Aaron's opinion here.
Just because we're confirming they're real doesn't mean they're here. With the aliens, right?
Oh, yeah. All you're doing is confirming their existence.
I'm thinking about what will cause the least amount of chaos on Earth.
Yeah.
And at first I thought ghosts would cause the least amount of chaos, but I think that's too immediate. And I think anytime you fuck with the way that people see death,
yeah,
all hell will break loose.
Yeah.
And it'll be too much. It will cause too much fear. Whereas aliens, I think it could help unite the world a little bit better.
Interesting.
And instead of infighting, maybe people start going like, oh, confirmed aliens exist. We should start maybe working together as an Earth and think
problem.
Of like space defense rather than like the issues that were.
Act globally, think globally type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, am I crazy or did some government hearing recently admit that there are aliens and everyone is just like shrugging it off?
No, it was it. There was a guy who was, it was a kind of a crackpot guy who was like, yeah, there's aliens, but like he was kind of he did it in an official capacity. I think it was like a Senate, like hearing, but it was just a dude. It was just a dude talking shit. It was not like,
he wasn't confirmed. I also read that we possibly found a planet that might contain
ghosts.
Life, and they sent a probe or something, but there's we found something and we're checking it out and we'll report back. So that's...
Adel, I'm so glad we have our best guy on it. You're so good at remembering very important details.
His name was Chad.
I do like Adel being like, I think that there was something about how ghosts or they found aliens and aliens are real, but I didn't look into it any more than that. I was like, oh, weird.
In my head, this is me like online while I'm high. And in my head, I'm like, if this is true, surely when I wake up tomorrow and I'm sober...
Yeah.
It'll be all over the news.
And then it's not.
And I'm like, what did I read? I was on Quora.com.
I think that if you know that ghosts are real, that just like calls into question too much about what happens to us when we die. And like all the different religions that like, if ghosts are real and there are religions that don't believe in ghosts, I don't even know what religion, like, everyone has to work now to tie that in, and like some people have to be wrong.
Yeah,
and...
it's too big of a mess. I pick aliens.
No, have you guys
will
not
clean
seen
things
Coco?
Up.
Go back and watch Coco. It's a wonderful thing to know.
And like aliens, I do think, especially if they're like nowhere near us, we just like found some aliens. I think that more people are going to be able to say like, okay, yeah, we can grasp this. this like thing of it, of an outside thing being in existence, more than being like, oh, if I, am I going to become a ghost? Is everyone a ghost? Like, why are there only a few ghosts? Like, they're real, but like, do most people, like, I just think it's too much. It's too much.
We also, if just to make one last gasp of a defense for ghosts.
Okay.
If we find out ghosts are real, we probably put some of our resources to communicating with them.
Yeah.
And then we start being like, okay, point to the person who killed you. And the ghosts are like, yeah, right there. And we're like, got his ass.
Got him.
And not that that's infallible, because ghosts can still lie, I assume. But we're doing better than we were.
Yeah, or just like, be wrong.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is we have ghosts, but now we have to figure out, can we talk to them? Yeah. And are they liars?
We have to kill a Bible and then put their hands on the ghost Bible.
Now that's a screenplay. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have a button that, if pressed, gives you $100, but you would forget a friend's name, or a button that, if pressed, gave you $100, but gave your body a random odor for 24 hours?
First one.
Okay.
I can call everyone big guy or buddy.
Big guy, yeah, buddy.
I have a plan.
Aaron, what's your plan?
I pick the first one. I spend a whole week pressing the button. I go, I forget probably everyone's name I've ever met.
Yeah, you hit a limit. You know that when it stops shooting out $100 bills, you've forgotten everyone's name.
Okay, well then great. And then I go, I hit my head and I forgot everyone's name. I'm so sorry. Can everyone tell me their name? And then everyone has to tell me their name again.
Yeah.
And if I ever need more money, I hit my head again.
Everyone's like,
You hit your head?
Sounds like the person that like steps in front of a city bus.
You hit your head, you were in the hospital? What's this new Range Rover?
Mind your business, Larry.
Actually, yeah, you got it one.
I think if I had the $100 forget my friend's name button, I think at that point I'm just like, hey, I have a button that gives me $100 if I forget your name and I forgot your name.
I think I get super heavy into nicknames. Like suddenly I'm just like, everybody gets a nickname.
Yeah.
And I think that's fun.
I think the random odor would be tricky, because random does not mean unpleasant, but it's like one of those like those Hogwarts beans, those like jelly beans.
Burning boxes.
Yeah. That it's like
flavored bean.
It's not worth it for the one time that it's like devastatingly bad. And you're like, come on, 24 hours. Like, I got to live like this.
But even pleasant smells. I mean, you think of sitting next to someone who's wearing too much cologne.
Yeah.
And it's unbearable. So I think even pleasant smells are going to be overwhelming.
But sometimes. I do think that random odor doesn't necessarily have to mean strong odor, right? Because
that's fair.
If I'm sitting next to someone that smells great, I'm like, wow, this person like smells great. This is awesome.
It's like fresh made popcorn.
I think I might have to eat this person because they smell so good like popcorn.
Is there?
And then I take a bite out of a guy on the bus and I'm not allowed on the bus anymore. Come on, Brandon Johnson, let me back on the bus.
Okay, this is can all be used against you in a court of law, JPC. Careful,
sure can.
Careful.
Is there a cologne that smells like buttered popcorn? And if not, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
That sounds awful.
That sounds amazing.
That's just working at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that bottled up and sprayed on my neck.
I don't necessarily know that I want to smell like buttered popcorn.
You just pick.
I don't care about you. I do.
What do I want to smell like? What, leather? Leather and grapes or whatever most cologne is?
Leather
and
grapes.
Get the fuck out of here, leather and grapes.
Smell like a cowboy that had some jam on the range.
Yeah, I'm not a vineyard cowboy.
Okay, so you're both going with forgetting a friend's name. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting how you both would just want to forget my name. Okay.
Sorry,
would you
Matthew.
Rather? Look at me. Do I look like a Matthew? You're really going to guess Matthew? I mean, Larry. I mean,
you
that's right
like
there for Adam.
Lucifer. But I wasn't going to say it.
Okay, if I had to guess Aaron's name and I don't know that it's Aaron, what am I going to guess? Allison.
Mm,
you'll
okay.
Carol. Allison.
I'll take it.
Say Carol.
Boring white lady name. Makes sense
sorry.
For me.
Sorry.
I get it.
Adel, if I'm going to guess Adel's name. Ooh.
Abdul.
The first thing that I thought was Haas. This is my buddy Haas.
I think I would say race car.
Ooh.
You like
Haas
it?
Haas race car. I love this. And it's a palindrome.
Race car, go to Haas. All right, here you go. Would you rather
House of Horline
eat a snake every day for the rest of your life, no. but you live a long
yeah, it's
and
great,
happy
but.
Life? Yeah, that's a positive. But you have
Before we even hear the second one, I do have to ask a clarifying question, which is like, is this like Greek mythology of like I have to like swallow it whole or chow down a live snake, or is this cooked, prepped sausage style?
Yep, exactly. All you have to do is eat the snake. So you have to eat a snake every day for the rest of your life, but you live a long and happy life, or you have to live the rest of your life burdened with the knowledge that you will ultimately meet your end being eaten by a snake.
If bit I can by a snake or eaten by a snake?
Eaten by a snake. What did you say? What was the first thing you said?
Bit or eaten?
Eaten. A snake will eat you, and that's
like
how you will die.
Swallow you whole?
A snake will eat you, and that's how you'll die.
But what do you mean eat?
Anaconda. It's going to be an anaconda.
Is it going to? Because a lot of times when snakes eat you, they like strangle you first.
Yeah.
They kill you, and then they swallow you.
And then
they're
they
not
swallow
like, you. So that's how I'm getting killed? I'm not getting bit by a poisonous snake?
You're going to meet your end by snake. Now, that could mean it's going to strangle you and then eat you whole. That could mean it's going to eat you whole while you're still alive. And like
that's probably not
alive.
Likely, though. Snakes don't do that to humans. I'm assuming it's a snake bite.
Could be that Kurt Russell kills you and eats you.
Yes, it could be solid snake. Snake Plissken's going to kill you. It could be a snake bite kills you. And then they maybe just like eat you afterwards. But yes, it's your demise is by the hand of a snake.
Oh, the second one.
The metaphorical hand of a snake.
The second one.
I'm going first one. Because to me, eaten by a snake, I can only picture anacondas.
Yeah.
And having seen the movie Anaconda, brutal way to go. Absolutely brutal.
I have to die somehow, though, guys. You know?
Oh, God, I'd rather anything than eaten by a snake. Because that means I'm going to be probably in a swamp. I'm going to, my plane will crash over, you know, South America. And then suddenly I'm like, I have to think about it all day while I'm trying to survive.
Is it worth, though, Adel, then, if that's what you fear, just going the rest of your life with, like, a flat ass?
What's this?
Because, as we all know,
my anaconda
don't.
You got bonton. I mean,
I love Aaron
I
saying,
hope a
don't,
snake
don't, don't.
Kills me today, actually. Is it today? Can it be?
I've had rattlesnake sausage at hot dogs, and it was quite tasty. So if I could just get away with that, I think I'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's got to be a full snake, so I'm not really sure how many rattlesnake sausages you would have to eat.
No, gross.
But snakes are different sizes. There's not like one size snakes all.
Let's move on.
Why did it have to be snakes? Indiana Jones?
But Aaron, the long and happy life thing, that's not worth it to you.
Why?
Aaron, think about what your life would be like if it was happy.
Oh,
and then,
yeah, I forgot
plus,
the happy
add on to that, it gets to be long. You get to live a long life that you actually enjoy, not just living the life that you live now that you hate, where you don't love your friend JPC's great joke about the anaconda.
You mean Matthew? You're talking about Matthew, right?
Stop hitting the button. It's JPC's. Stop hitting it.
Then stop having it give me $100 human. This rules.
Human dollars.
Human
I'm going to go to Cheesecake Factory right after this and buy all the apps.
I hope you order snake when you get there.
Cheesecake Factory. Honestly, there's so many worse ways to die than snake that it would honestly bring me a good amount of peace that I go, oh, okay.
Knowing that it's going to be snake.
Yeah. Then I go, thank God it's not going to be all these other things I'm scared of.
You're going to be trapped inside basically a organic coffin and being digested for 2 days. You think that's a peaceful way to go?
No, but what actually is more likely is a snake bites me and then I'm dead soon. So like,
what if
I can handle a snake bite?
Paralyzes you though, and then the snake eats you.
I don't
think
they eat humans. When was the last time you heard on the news that a snake ate a human?
They don't play that on the news, okay?
All I'm saying is that
when the snake eats the human, nobody finds out about it. They just say, this person went missing and we'll never know what happened.
I accept my snake fate.
Okay.
Snake fate.
Okay. She accepts her fate, so we have to move on. Would you rather always shake hands with everyone you interact with and have to say, how the hell are you? Or you always have to give people a big hug and say, watch out, I'm a hugger.
Oh, God.
Shake hands.
Shake hands.
And it's not just people that you meet. It's everyone that you interact with. You wake up, you see Gemma in the morning, and you have to give her a big old, like, rip her arm off her shoulder.
Even people you've already greeted?
It's anyone you're interacting with every day. So it's like, yeah, you have even people you know,
what about
your parents, everyone. How the hell are you?
What about online interaction? Like when we record?
It's just in person. Okay. This is just because you don't have to like hug people online, you know?
Yeah, I just Zoom everyone for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Even Gemma.
Gemma, I do think that saying "watch out, I'm a hugger" sucks. I hate.
Yeah,
when people
that's
are
really
like, I'm a hugger.
Bad. JPC,
very intrusive.
If people tell me that they're a hugger, I'm like, hey man, great for you.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoy hugging whatever it is that you like to hug on your time as your person.
But it won't be me.
But it's like an excuse. It's not an excuse for bad behavior. If like I'm gonna hug this person, but even honestly, post COVID, even a handshake sometimes I decline those. I turn those down.
Yeah.
People reach out their hand and I say, oh, I don't shake hands.
It's intrusive.
I don't mind shaking hands.
I guess so. I don't know that I need, like, I guess if I was closing a big business deal, but like if I'm meeting someone, I don't need to shake their
hand.
I'll just say, hey, what's up?
Your boundary, Matthew, right? Mm-hmm. Like you get to decide if you want to shake people's hands or not.
But I do love saying, how the hell are you? Especially if it's like I wake up and it's my wife and she's like, how am I? You ask me that every morning. I'm
leaving you.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm getting on a bus and going back to Cleveland. Where my wife is not from. Don't try to find my wife in Cleveland. Maybe you can find a Casey.
Can you try to find
Cleveland.
My wife in Cleveland? Yeah, you already beat me to the joke.
Okay. So you both are going with the handshake. I get that. Would you rather most people think that you are dumb, but they respect you, or most people think that you're smart, but they fear you?
All right, both of these things would be an improvement to my current life.
Yeah, this is a net positive. This is a win-win for you, Aaron.
The first one. I don't want people to be scared of me. Of course not.
So they think that, but they think that you're dumb, and that
people already
that you
think I'm dumb.
Interesting. Interesting.
So at least I would be gaining respect on top of my current circumstances.
Lose nothing, gain everything.
Yeah, I'm gaining respect for the first time in my life. Are you kidding? I'm surfing. Yeah, serving USA, baby.
Sure.
I agree with Aaron, because then it's even, because who gives a shit? But then it's also a thing of like, to be constantly underestimated is great. You know, even if you meet their expectations, that's fine. No skin lost. But hopefully you constantly surprise people because they underestimate you.
The thing about most people thinking that you're dumb, I think I can live with, but the thing that would really kind of, I think, grow to bother me.
The respect would feel like burning on your skin.
I don't need it. I need to earn it, but I don't want it. You know, it's like if I can't take it, then it's not really respect. It's the people that are like close to me. Cause it's like, it's fine. No one's going to treat you like bad because they think that you're dumb. But even if I had to do this podcast with you guys and you guys just thought I was like so like very dumb, I think you would talk to me in a different way.
Adele and Aaron make meaningful eye contact.
Now, Aaron, and you said Adele and JPC.
Well, I'm looking at you guys and I'm dumb. You have to respect me, please.
So what does, so being dumb but being respected, is that like I walk through a plate glass door and then somebody's like, very good, sir. Like,
no,
what?
I don't think they patronize like?
Okay.
You.
That's really fucking funny.
Very, very good, Adel.
Very good, Adel. Very
plate
good,
glass
sir.
Door is open
very
window.
Very good, sir.
I want to see.
I should become Jerry Lewis.
I love what Adel thinks respect is.
Well, JPC, let's get real here for a second. Would you be so offended that Adel and I think you're dumb because you think right now, currently, that you are smarter than us?
No.
Is it insulting because you think we're dumb?
It's less about your perception, but I, like, in my own perception of myself, I think I'm not dumb. But when other people think that you're dumb, or they would like treat you what they were dumb, even if they don't like treat you like very good, you walk through a plate glass, but even if it's not that, there is just kind of a bummer to being like, everybody treats me like I can't understand the things that they understand, even though like you explain something, I'm like, oh, I get that. And they're like, yeah, you do. Sure. Great. But I'm like, oh, she doesn't believe that I like understand how a remote works or something like that.
Yeah. I do get really annoyed when people don't trust me to tell me the truth.
Yes.
Like anytime I was like younger and people were trying to like protect me from like a family thing going on, I always felt deeply insulted by that. So I guess that would drive me crazy. But it's also like it counteracts it with the respect, because for me to feel respected, I need to be trusted. So I'm just asking all these people to trust a dumb person, me.
Yeah. Because it would be like, it'd be like you as an adult and like your like brother comes to you or sister comes to you and they're like, hey, like grandpa went to live on a farm upstate. And you're like, our 90-year-old grandpa, he's dead. Like, yeah. I know he's dead. But they're like, no, it's a farm. And I'm like, oh, because you don't think I can understand the concept of death or something? I don't know.
Now, do people think, in this scenario, do people think I'm dumb because I can't remember their name, I'm eating snakes constantly, and I have a fridge full of 2% Dr. Pepper?
You go to the cheesesteak factory, the cheese snake factory, and you're like, hey, excuse me, my snake tastes like Dr. Pepper. Can I get a new snake?
And they're like, isn't that the weirdest thing someone said to us today?
Now, this snake tastes like Dr. Pepper. But I think you're both right. I think ultimately you want that first one because people thinking that you're smart, but they fear you. You don't want most people fearing you. That's bad news. Yeah.
But in the first one is another argument for the first one is I like to be the dumbest person in every space I'm in. I actually feel very comfortable. Like I like being the dumbest person in the smartest class.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't feel like I would be that insulted by that. Like I feel like you too. And this is not, I'm not trying to be funny here. But I think you two are smarter than me, which is comfortable. I like that. I enjoy being around people who are smarter than me. And so you guys thinking I'm dumb, I'm like, well, the smartest people think I'm dumb. It's not like I'm around a lot of people I think are dumb and then the dumb people think I'm dumb. Like, I'm okay with people who are smarter than me knowing they're smarter than me. That doesn't bother me.
And Aaron, I'm going to counter and say there's no world in which I'm smarter than you.
No, that's crazy. You've read literally a billion more books than me. You're way smarter than me.
All picture books.
I think, they're all picture books. I think it's David Cross. I think there's like an old David Cross bit where it could be a different stand-up, so forgive me if I'm misremembering this, but they have a bit where they're like, I think that women are smarter than men. And like, you know, you get like a big pop from the audience because he's like, I do. I think women are smarter than men. And there's like a big pop and then he goes, and I also think dogs are smarter than women.
Jesus. That's awesome.
And the audience immediately turns and he's like, I just love the bit of the saying, like, dime, yeah. I'll get you all on my side and it'll turn you all against
me. Giveth and it taketh away.
Here's your next one. We have time for some more. Here we go. Would you rather get 3 wishes from a genie, but the genie is having a terrible day, or 1 wish from the genie and his cousin is one of your best friends?
Wait.
This is one of my favorite ones you've ever done. I'm not even kidding.
His cousin
Second
is
one,
one of your best friends.
I don't need 3
you
wishes.
You get 3 wishes from a genie, but he's having a terrible day, or you get 1 wish from the same genie, but his cousin is one of your best friends.
Okay.
Like, Adel, this genie's cousin is Rob White, and like you realize that in your interaction. You're like, Rob White, that's my best friend. That's your cousin?
That is fun. That would have been one of my wishes.
This feels like a draw, because if I get 3 wishes with an unhappy genie, number one, I'm like, I want you to have a better day. Number 2, I want your cousin to be my best friend. And then number 3, I make my wish. So,
Adel, I'm thinking the same thing, baby.
Either way, we get the world.
Same result. Yeah.
I'm doing the second one.
And then, wish 3, I want $1 million. Mm-hmm. Woo-wee!
I want to forget all my friends' names.
But here's the thing. It's really what we're talking about is 3 wishes versus 1 wish, though.
Yeah.
No,
I want 3 wishes.
Mm-hmm. You want the 3 wishes. You're taking the 3.
I'm not. I'm taking the second one.
There's a workaround where I can say, I wish for you to have a better day because you found out your cousin is Rob White. So if I lump that into 1 wish, suddenly I have a spare. Now I have 2 wishes I'm sitting on.
I don't need them to be cousins with my best friend.
Yeah. And for my 2 wishes, I'm going to say, like JPC said, I'm going to say, my second wish, first wish, happy cousin Rob White. Second wish, $1 million. Third wish, should have asked for more, make it another $1 million.
If you start to make your first wish and you say, I wish that you're having a better day because your cousin is Rob White, as soon as you start saying that, the genie then says, the rules with genie, you can't wish for more wishes, obviously, and you can't wish anything that affects the genie. You have to, these wishes have to be for you that can't be genie-related wishes. Okay. And now he's maybe even in a worse mood because he's had to explain like the genie rules to you, a guy he thought gets it. Because you read as a guy who understands genies.
It's like, you're wearing baggy pants, you get it. And I'm like, oh, these are just Nike joggers.
Yeah. you look a little Palestinian. Your people are familiar with genies, right? Like, we're neighbors, practically.
Arabian Nights. Shall we sing it together? No.
Street rat, and then he points to you, and you're like, I'm good. I can't begin to do it with you right now. My thing is that a genie's professional. He's at work. Even if he's having a bad day, I think he can suck it up and do my three wishes.
I don't know.
I don't think he's taking it out on me, because I didn't cause his bad day. It's not like I hit his lamp or something.
Yeah. Also, there's a way to make someone stay better without like making them not do work. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could go like, let's get lunch after this, and I would love to hear about how things are going with you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know that I would offer to get lunch with the genie, though, because like, we're not friends. Like, I don't want to... I'm already taking up enough of his time. Like, it's
but
like
offer,
if I went to...
But that might make him feel a little bit better to go like, hey, I know we don't know each other very well. You're just my genie and you're giving me wishes. Aaron, if you want to talk or get a coffee after this, I'm totally free because I'm a billionaire now.
I love that for you. And I think that it's like, it's interesting because of the way that we operate in the world. But if I went to like a T-Mobile store and there was a person working there, and I was like, hey, let's get lunch after this. They'd be like,
no,
a guy.
This is a bad comparison, though.
Now a guy is hitting on me at work. Like, what if
T-Mobile
the genie
is like a transaction.
There's a transaction.
A genie giving you wishes is intimate. That's intimate. This is a different thing. This is way different.
The T-Mobile person knows my cell phone number.
No.
How much more intimate?
Let's agree you conjure both by rubbing a piece of metal.
I don't know.
Yes, that's true. That is very true. I do think that the genie is at work, you know, ultimately. And so I don't know if they want to be like bothered by me.
Do you notice,
I would feel that.
Yeah. Do you notice genies, like today's genies? It's a lot of like, what do you want for your wish? And it's like, and how are you doing? Right. And then you make your wish and they don't say like, you know, there's just no.
Yeah. There's no. Yeah.
Social
it's like,
grace. There's no sort of.
You'd want a little bit of like, don't just give me the script. Don't just read the script.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I pressed one because I want to speak to a genie, not because, you know, it's like I could use the automated wish system if I wanted to do that.
Yeah. I think genies
do you
want to
check your wish balance? You have three wishes remaining. I know I have three wishes remaining. I just called. You don't have to tell me.
Okay, guys, don't stop doing this bit because I've just decided for my next Patreon episode. It's an improv set that takes place at like a genie office. So save all of those jokes. Yes.
Yes.
For that.
All right. I think I have one left, and it's one that I enjoy. So I think we can end on this one. Okay. Would you rather have the best recipe for chili in the world, but there's a French chef named Julien Bouchard who is always trying to steal it from you in elaborate heists, or have the best recipe for hummus in the world, but an Italian chef named Mario Medici is always trying to seduce you to acquire it?
Oh my God, I love both of these. Can I have both?
You can't, unfortunately.
They're both so whimsical and fun. I picked the second one. I don't mind an Italian chef hitting on me. Take the hummus recipe. I'll take your heart.
Now, Aaron.
What?
You can't ever give him the hummus recipe because he's only interested in you as long as he's trying to get the hummus recipe. Mm. You know, it. Unfortunately, he doesn't
That's
love
my
you
guy.
For you.
But I love him all the same.
Yeah, you could have this fling with him, but you're going to be texting this
man,
guy to brush your teeth for the rest of your life.
Because whatever kind of man he is, I'm his.
Whatever guy?
Whatever kind of man he is, I'm his.
I'm his. Okay, so you're taking Mario Medici and he's trying to seduce you to get that hummus recipe.
Did I agree to that? I just blacked back in and I was like, what did I just agree to? What did I agree to? Adel, what would you pick?
I'm going to pick the first one. If I'm able to, I assume there's one copy of this recipe for the chili. If it's so special and I'm worried about it being stolen.
Yeah.
I have one index card. I rip it up. I swallow it. And from that point on, I feel pretty comfortable. Now, of course, there could be some amount of like true lies, truth serum moments or something.
Yeah.
But maybe I train my brain to lie even when, you know,
only problem with doing that, Adel, being like taking your physical copy of the thing and like chewing it up and putting it inside of you, he's always going to try to steal it with elaborate heists.
Yeah.
Now that it's inside of you in index card form, It could be a little more intrusive. The heist could be a little more intrusive.
Yeah, you gotta be going through my garbage bags and sifting through my shit.
I'm saying, like, you gotta go to a doctor's appointment, and suddenly you're like, doctor looks a little different. And he's like, oh, we do have to, like, put you under to do this colonoscopy. And suddenly it's like, oh, you know what? I think Julian Bouchard is trying to get those index card fragments from inside.
Doctor, have you always had a cartoonish chef's hat and outfit on?
I also think that that's a great plot for a movie.
Mm.
That's basically a spy versus spy.
Was any part of your...
Sorry, chef versus spy.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Was any part of your consideration having this recipe for hummus versus having this recipe for chili and like which one you would rather have? And it's the
world's
best.
That wasn't a factor at all. Who gives a shit about food? Who gives a shit about the food?
I'd rather have the hummus recipe because then I could make my dad proud for once.
Yeah.
That's true. But chili, I could be so popular in Texas. Which is not nothing.
I do think that I would, if I had the world's best recipe for chili, I think I could eat that more than I could eat hummus. I like hummus, but I don't think hummus is not like an everyday thing for me. And I think I could probably
chili
eat.
Chili is?
I could. Sometimes I eat chili in like the summertime and I'm like, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I still kind of want to.
I could eat a hummus every day.
Yeah.
Here's also something is, if a friend, it was a French chef for the first one, right?
Yeah, French chef for the first one, Italian chef for the second one.
Honestly, if a French guy steals my chili recipe, no fucking sweat off my back.
Neptune.
I'm just saying French people don't like chili. Am I crazy?
You're going to get canceled.
Oh, God.
Someone has to say it.
Segregation thing all over again. Neptune.
The French should have their own country.
The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.